Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Senate has given final approval for a foreign aid package that includes some $60 billion for Ukraine. The vote was 79-18 to send the package to President Biden's desk following months of delays. NPR's Giles Snyder has details.
Congress passed the foreign aid bill over the objections of hardline Republicans angry at House Speaker Mike Johnson for relying on Democrats to advance the plan and for leaving out measures addressing border security, despite the Republican rejection of a bipartisan border bill in February. Ahead of the Senate vote, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said the fight for changes in border policy should go on, but that it's important to fight for democracy.
To those who want border security, you're right. Don't give up. But this is not just about border security.
The bulk of the package is earmarked for Ukraine, but it also includes billions for Israel and Taiwan and a potential ban on TikTok in the U.S. if its Chinese owners don't sell within a year. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Tabloid publisher David Pecker says he killed stories that could hurt Donald Trump during the 2016 presidential campaign. Pecker is a prosecution witness at Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. Outside the courtroom today, Trump again complained about the judge's order not to attack witnesses, court staff, and others linked to his case.
We have a gag order, which to me is totally unconstitutional. I'm not allowed to talk, but people are allowed to talk about me. So they can talk about me, they can say whatever they want, they can lie, but I'm not allowed to say anything.
Prosecutors want to hold Trump in contempt for repeated violation of the gag order. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records, allegedly to hide a hush money payment before the 2016 election. The Biden administration has unveiled a national strategy for addressing the growing rate of suicide. It calls for prevention measures targeting those most at risk. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
Suicide is a major public health concern, with about 50,000 Americans dying every year. It's also one that touches on many social problems, including drug abuse, healthcare access, and firearm safety. The White House, through various health agencies, is making about 200 specific recommendations as part of its strategy, such as recommending adoption of suicide prevention measures in workplaces and in healthcare settings, and increasing outreach in Native and minority communities among demographic groups where suicide rates run especially high. It also calls for mobile crisis units for 988 hotlines and increased support for those affected by suicide. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher for a second straight day. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 263 points. The Nasdaq rose 245. This is NPR. Protesters chanted on the Tennessee House floor today as lawmakers voted on a gun bill. The measure allows teachers to carry concealed handguns in public schools, and it was approved and sent to the governor for signing. The decision to allow armed school staff would be left up to a principal, school district, or law enforcement agency. Protesters chanted on the floor of the Tennessee House today as lawmakers pass the gun control measure. A new Broadway play called Patriots offers a potent message. As Jeff London reports, the play looks at how Vladimir Putin rose to power during the 1990s in Russia with the help from an oligarch.
Patriots presents recent history in an almost Shakespearean vein. Michael Stuhlbarg of Boardwalk Empire plays Boris Berezovsky, the larger-than-life Russian billionaire who recommended a little-known former deputy mayor and KGB agent to Boris Yeltsin.
He comes to me to discuss who should replace him. Me!
That replacement was Vladimir Putin, and the play charts Putin's rise and Berezovsky's fall. Jesse Green in the New York Times writes, quote, "There are moments when tyrants are still tyros, when Putins are nobodies, and evil can be redirected or sidelined. Wait too long, and you could lose your chance." For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific markets, shares are mostly higher, up 2% in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.